Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Mia. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So big fan of your work. So tell us what you've been up to.
So let's see, The Wedding Crasher, my latest release, came out this past Tuesday. So it's just been a whirlwind of release related stuff and, you know, getting the word out about this book, doing all of the promo associated with it. And now it's actually the week after, and it's kind of nice. The week after, it's kind of like, okay, I have my life back somewhat. So it's been nice to kind of dip back into thinking about what I'm going to be writing next, what I'm going to be doing next, and also traveling at the end of the month for the LA Times Festival of Books. So planning for that as well.
So how do you figure out what to write next? Like, now that you're like, are you brainstorming? Do you come ideas? Like, how do you come?
Yeah, like, well, so generally what I do is I have kind of like a brainstorming session to kind of figure out what it is that I want to be doing for a single project. So I'm trying to stick to single projects as opposed to duology or a series. And so because of that, I brainstorm kind of, okay, what's the book and what does that look like? And I kind of do two or three ideas at a time, because sometimes one of them kind of looks really good on paper. But then when I start to think about it, it doesn't excite me as much as another one that maybe doesn't look as good on paper when I first write out the idea, but that I keep on thinking about how I can make it work into a story. So I try to kind of play with a couple of ideas at the same time and then see which one speaks to me the most. Now, in this situation, I have essentially sold my next idea. So because I've sold my next idea, that is the thing that I am working on, although I can't quite say what it is until it's announced. So, but generally, even with that, I was playing around with a few ideas, and this is the one that we landed on that both I and the publisher was interested in publishing. So,
and so why standalones as opposed to, you know, duologies or trilogies or even just long-standing series? What's the point of writing standalones other than it's fun to create a world and just like you just being there and done, you
know? Well, it's interesting. You have hit on precisely what it is that I love about it. If I think about all of the books that I have written, and all of the books that I've written have been in a world that was either a continuation of a world or the first of a world, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was either a series or, in the case of my latest, a duology. So I know that for myself, the most fun that I've had has been when I'm building the world, when I'm creating the world, when I have freedom as to like who is doing what and when and why. And I love writing those books. So in the case of my Love on Cue series, Acting on Impulse, which was the first book in that series, I absolutely loved building that world. I loved continuing the world, but not as much as building it. And it's the same thing with The Worst Best Man and The Wedding Crasher. I loved building the world in The Worst Best Man, not so much in The Wedding Crasher, but I came to love the story and the characters because I loved the people that I had created, but it's just that excitement that I get in creating this new world and kind of having the freedom to do whatever I want in that world. Sometimes when you get to the second book, you're like, I can't really have him be an astronaut, right? When I said he was, you know, a lawyer. So it's those kinds of things. I feel a little bit limited. And I think a lot of people love series for that reason. They get invested in the characters, they get invested in the secondary characters. And I totally understand that because I like that too. But from a writer's perspective, I'm looking for something also that's gonna kind of bring me joy, right? And refill my well and get me excited about writing. And creating those new worlds is what gets me excited. So because of that, I think writing standalones is kind of the lane for me right now.
I'm excited. I know we talked about this on a separate call and you mentioned this, and I'm so excited that you're like actually doing it. Like you're writing standalones. Like, this is the next iteration. And so it allows you to be in a place where in a happy place as a writer, at the same time as a reader, we can actually experience this new world and new ideas, right. And new places to escape.
Absolutely. And let's hope, you know, that people love the worlds that I create. You know, and I will never say never, because there are a lot of people who are like, well, in the world of The Worst Best Man and The Wedding Crasher, there are plenty of people who could still get their stories. And I agree. And so I would never say I'll never return to them, you know, because the circumstances could change such that it would make sense to do that. And that I could do that. And if that's the case, then yay, we get a happy surprise from Mia. But if not, hopefully folks will be happy to sort of jump on to a new set of characters and a new world that I'm creating.
I love this. So let's chat about The Wedding Crashers. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Okay. So my elevator pitch for this is a love-averse groom gets jilted at the altar, then ends up fake dating the woman who crashed his wedding so that he can get an assignment that could make or break his career. That's my elevator pitch. And then if I can expand on the elevator pitch, they fake date and they get into all kinds of shenanigans. This book is an absolute ride, and they learn a lot about themselves, as many of the characters in my books do, and as many romance writers often do with their characters. They put them through their paces. They have to build themselves up and break themselves down, but they eventually end up at the right place, right? So that they get to their happily ever after. And with these two characters, I think it's really about figuring out what's important to them, both professionally and personally. And I think their professional journeys kind of mirror their personal journey. Like what they have to learn about themselves as professionals helps them to understand what they need from each other as romantic partners. And I just love that. I love the kind of, you know, when folks are trying to figure out about themselves, like what's important to them and how they want to fill their life, both on a professional and a personal level, and making that all work for them at the end. So hopefully by the time you get to the end of The Wedding Crasher, these two make sense to you and kind of where they are in their lives and how they're thinking about their careers makes sense. And you kind of go, okay, I think they came to the right decision about what they were going to do with their lives. That's the hope, at least.
That's okay. It was like, it felt like I love the setting. I love that it was set in DC. And at the same time, like this idea of the career aspect of it and the fake dating, but the whole process, the whole world works. Like you're just like, they're professional, driven, and ambitious at the same time with plans. And I realized I'm like, how deviating the plans happen, and like how they have to take into account like douchebag, you know, coworkers, you know.
Right. Exactly. Right. Perfectly describes Peter. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I love that you said, you know, that plans can be changed and plans can be diverted, because that is precisely kind of one of the themes of this book, which is there is a line that is very purposeful in the book when Max, who's Dean, the male love interest's best friend, says, sometimes the detour becomes the destination. Mm-hmm. And that is precisely what these two are to each other. They are not expected. Like, neither one of them expects the other person to be this important to their life in that period. And they absolutely end up being a detour, kind of diverting them away from what they thought they were going to do. But it absolutely makes sense, and it ends up being the destination for both of them. So I just love the idea that what you think makes sense and what you think is going to happen isn't necessarily the best thing for you. And that's what these two have to figure out.
Yeah, so, you know, you make plans and God laughs, you know? Like, yeah,
exactly.
Like, I got this plan, I got this blind plan, I'm going to move.
Exactly.
And then the reality is like, oh no.
Yeah, you think so.
It's a very different plan.
Right, right.
So awesome. So let's chat some about some of your reading. Like, mm-hmm. when did you start reading romance? Like, what, you know?
I started reading romance very early on. I remember I was in middle school. I always fully disclose that I cannot remember the first romance book I ever read. But I do remember that when I was in middle school, I took either the bus or the train and ended up on 125th Street in New York, which is where I lived at the time. And on Second Avenue, there is a library location, New York Public Library location. And I used to go in there to do homework, but also ended up perusing the shelves and very quickly found the romance section. And used to just sit there and read romances when I should have been doing homework, which is something that kind of is a thread throughout my schooling. Like, even in college, when I should have been doing homework, I was reading romances. And even in law school, when I should have been doing homework, I was reading romances. So I was pretty consistent, I would say, on that score. So romance has pretty much been a part of my life in various iterations ever since I was probably about 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And so I've read, you know, historical romances. I've read, you know, tons of Harlequin romances, and everything in between. And so, you know, I can't imagine not reading romance at this point, which is probably the case for most, like, you know, devoted romance readers. You're like, what? Like, what would that even look like? I don't know what that would look like, because I regularly read romance. And the lovely part now is that, even though I'm super busy and have to get the writing done, I am able to get some of the reading done, because I'm asked often by other wonderful authors to read their books in advance. And so that's how I get a lot of my romance reading in.
Ooh. So do you have any recommendations, any books that you're like, oh my gosh, readers either must pre-order or must pick up, that you're just,
oh,
like,
oh my gosh, there's a long list. Okay. So I will start with, I think, books that are out now. Mm-hmm. So I read, Savvy Sheldon, Feels Good as Hell by Taj McCoy. And it is kind of romance and women's fiction, kind of a mashup of that. And I thought it was just very well done, in terms of there are some people in Savvy's life who don't appreciate her, but she has these, like, this whole crew of folks who think she's lovely. And she's basically, you know, she's dealing with a breakup, and she kind of wants to better herself. And she goes through this journey, and the journey is really one where I think everybody who matters in her life knows that she is precise. She's doing precisely what she needs to be doing. And the journey is really her finally figuring that out. I would say the one thing is, I would tell readers that if you don't like to read about, you know, sort of dieting and exercise and all of that stuff, then this may not be the book for you. But I thought it was like really well done, and would recommend it. So that's a book that's already out. Then in terms of books that you can look forward to, I would say Tracy Livesey has American Royalty, which is coming out in June, and June of this year, I guess. And with trade, you have to be precise about that because it could be 2 years from now, but it is coming out in 2 months. And that is a book that features Duchess, and she is a Black female rapper from the United States who ends up in England to do a charity benefit and meets Jameson, who is a prince, not precisely in line, but sufficiently attached to the royal family that he has responsibilities, and they interact, and their chemistry is explosive. And it's a really interesting thing, I think, to look at kind of this larger than life character that is Duchess and the person who she really is, which is Dani, and seeing how she kind of interacts and lets Jameson into her like real self. So I thought it was fantastic, and it's just like, talk about world building and, you know, being like, oh my gosh, this is a soap opera, and you know, like, I'm into it. That's definitely that book. So I highly recommend that, and that comes out in June. And then I would say the other one that I've read that I thought was fabulous was A Caribbean Heiress in Paris. And that is by Adriana Herrera. And it is, I thought it was really, really well done. Like historical romance that, you know, features a Dominican rum heiress. I'm like, what? Like, this is, you know, she's an heiress. I mean, like, I'm like, ah, this is so great. And I thought that book, sort of unlike any other historical romance that I have read, is so good at kind of focusing on the female love interest. Her name is Luz Alana, like her identity and how important that is to her goals and what she wants to do in life, and also how she has been perceived by mostly white men as she's tried to navigate, you know, the business world. And I just thought that was really done and really well done. And then the tension between her and I think his name is James. I'm gonna kill myself. Yes, it's James Evanston Sinclair, but he's like, their kind of chemistry was really, really well done. And that book is hot. I love hot romances.
Yeah. Well, I cannot expect any less from Adriana. She knows how right. sexy exactly. like no other person.
Exactly. Exactly. It's going to be hot. She will not disappoint on that level. And let's see, I've also read, Danielle Jackson's The Accidental Pinup. Mm-hmm. And that one is coming out. I can't remember actually what month it's coming out. It might be July. But that one, the female love interest is a photographer. The male love interest is a photographer, and they're kind of like dueling photographers that have always been competing for the same kinds of projects. And what ends up happening is that because of the female love interest, like her best friend is no longer able to model the her lingerie line that she's supposed to be launching. She asks the female love interest to do it instead. So she ends up being, and that's why she's the accidental pinup. So she ends up being the model and he ends up being the photographer. So, and I don't want to say too much about kind of like, there's some stuff that's spoilery, but it kept me on the edge of my seat trying to figure out like how it was going to all work out and when there is a big secret that's being kept, like when it was going to come out and what was going to happen. So I was like, but this is a debut, and I was really impressed with kind of the world that she built, but also the characters and their motivations, and also just this sense of like how important it was to show these plus size women and like really loving their bodies and not being apologetic about them at all, as they should not be, and just sort of embracing all of that beauty. And I just thought that was fantastically done.
Love this. I love these recommendations. And I have
sure I have more, but you know,
you're amazing. I read American Royalty and binge read that on a plane ride. And it was just like, I felt it was the Meghan and Harry fan fiction that we deserve. The love story.
Right.
Like we need it, you know, we need a Lizzo or Rihanna falling in love.
Exactly.
Prince, you know, who's a working royal, but he's not gonna be the king, you know.
Exactly. I just, you know, I was totally immersed in that one. So so kudos to her. I'm excited to see how readers respond to it.
I'm excited for that. So tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me these days on Twitter at Mia Sosa Romance. And you can also find me on Instagram at Mia Sosa Romance. And you can also find me on my website, which there is contact information and also a contact form. So if you wanted to send me an email, you could send me an email there. And I am at miasosa.com on my website.
Thank you, Mia, for being on the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me, Laura. I appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.